The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And for March, the KCIS Ministry of the Month is Family Life Today with hosts Dave and Ann Wilson. You can hear their weekday broadcast three times at 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m. And their weekend edition is called Real Life Loading, which is directed at young families and the issues that they face. And that's heard Saturday nights at 7. Recently, Dave and Ann were talking with Phil and Priscilla Fretwell, authors of the book Savage Marriage, on the subject of sexual addiction and pornography.
You know, it's hard to think you're going to never do it again because it's such an addiction, right? It really is. It's like, I got to try to minimize this. I feel terrible about it. But to say, do you think you can ever get to a place you will never do this again? It was almost beyond my reach,
you're
right?
Beyond the hope of that.
Beyond the hope. Yeah, you kind of lose all hope on that because of the history. So you have to get to a place where you're just absolutely disgusted in your life that you no longer want to live like this and ask God to come in and change you. And she didn't know much about what was happening at the counselor's office. Mm. She really didn't. She wanted to ask questions, but I said, hey, if you keep asking me all these questions, I'm not going to be honest with him if I think I got to tell you everything I'm telling him. So I kind of shut her down and created my own little secret world here with the counselor that she really didn't know much about.
You guys, is that pretty typical, do you think, of someone struggling with porn? And it could be men, it could be women, but there is this thought that I'm just going to get it to a manageable kind of, it's not that bad, but they're still playing with that. Is that pretty typical, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah, I've heard people refer to everybody deals with a normal level of lust. And so you just have to manage it as a guy. And that had been my experience going to accountability groups, that you walk around the table and everybody's got the problem. And so, you know, you just kind of manage it. You get through life and everybody else is doing it and it'll be okay.
Yeah, I would agree with the guys I've met with over 30 years, 40 years really in ministry. It's that story. It's like if you have a men's group, and I don't know about women's groups. I know there's issues there as well, but I know for men, it would be go around the table. Who looked at something this week? 3 of the 10 did. The other 7 were good. The next week, the other 7 did and these 3 didn't. So it was like a week or monthly thing, but it wasn't completely gone thing. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of like, okay, we'll pray for you, quit it, and we'll see you next week. Am I right? Is that sort of what you experienced?
Yeah. And we don't press in. And the reason we don't press in is I don't want you to press into me. And
what do you mean by press in, asking deeper questions?
Yeah. Like they said, okay, so, you know, I struggled a little bit last week. You know, everybody goes, okay, yeah, we struggled. And then suddenly I said, what happened? He said, well, you know, I looked at some porn on site. I was messing my computer. So nobody says, what were you looking at specifically? What was the genre? What was the trigger that took you to there? How is that playing out in your marriage now? Is that what you looked at? Is that showing up in your sex life with your wife now? So we never press in deeply. And the reason we don't is we don't want anybody to ask us the questions.
Yeah, and I also found that, you know, because, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, but when I admitted to my church, early when we started church, that I had struggled with porn, this is 1990, I had guys want to meet with me. And that was their struggle. So they felt like, oh, I can talk to Dave about this. And I learned over hundreds of meetings, and I never told a guy this, but when I listened to their story the first time they met with me, I told Ann, I would never tell her any details, but I say, I met with a guy and I just started counseling other guys. If somebody comes to you, confess their porn struggle, you can multiply it by 10 or 100. Whatever they're telling you, multiply it times 50. Because they're not going to tell you what's really happening. They're going to say, I struggle with porn this week.
Yeah.
And nobody asks, well, what's that mean?
Well, that's depressing.
That's scary.
Well, I'm thinking like as a spouse, as a wife, I'm hearing like, oh, what they told you, there's more. It's deeper. There's probably more stuff going on.
I'm guessing that's true about any sin, but definitely in this area.
It is. It's releasing the pressure like a valve, just enough so that you feel better that I confess something. Mm. And then you shut it and then you continue on.
And rarely do you get to the root.
Right.
Why are you doing this?
You know, that's what you mean
deal with the
in.
Symptoms, you deal with the behavior, like even sounds like you did with your counselor a little bit. Mm-hmm. But do you ever dig in there and say, what's going on here?
Remember to listen to Family Life Today three times each weekday, 5:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 6:30 p.m., and their Saturday night edition at 7 p.m. called Real Life Loading.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.